Rome reacts. The fast-growing new religion alarmed the Roman government. Christians refused to worship the Roman gods and did not show the emperor the respect that was required. Some Christians turned away from their responsibilities as Roman citizens, such as serving in the army. Many Roman officials began to view Christians as enemies of the empire. Rome burns. Under the Emperor Nero, the first official campaign against the Christians began in AD 64. One night, a fire started in some shops in Rome. The fire spread and burned for 9 days, and it left much of the city in ruins. According to some accounts, Nero blamed the Christians. He ordered the arrest of Christians, who were sent to their deaths. Some were forced to fight wild animals in the Colosseum. Others were soaked with oil and burned alive. Others were crucified. Paul was imprisoned for 2 years and then killed. Treatment of Christians. The Romans persecuted Christians at various times for another 250 years. To persecute means to treat repeatedly in a cruel or an unjust way. During these years, the Roman Empire began to lose its power. To explain the decline, Romans looked for people to blame. They found them among the followers of the new religion. As one Roman wrote, "If the Tiber River reaches the walls, if the Nile fails to rise to the fields, if the sky doesn't move or the earth does, if there is famine or plague, the cry is at once, 'The Christians to the lions.'" In the Roman world, it had become a crime just to be a Christian. As you have read, the punishment for following the new religion was death. The appeal of Christianity. Despite the persecution of its followers, Christianity continued to spread throughout the empire. The help the Christian communities gave to widows, orphans, and the poor drew people to the new religion. Its messages of love, forgiveness, and a better life after death appealed to many. The figure of Jesus also attracted followers. Jesus was not a hero from myth. He had actually lived among people of the empire. The writings known as the Gospels helped spread Jesus' teachings. The simple style of the Gospels also made Jesus' teachings easy to grasp. They were written in the language that ordinary people used. As the Christian religion gained more followers, emperor after emperor tried to halt its spread. Actions against Christians were especially severe under Domitian, Marcus Aurelius, Decius, and Valerian. The emperor Diocletian was determined to stamp out the new religion, but not even he could stop the growth of Christianity. He outlawed Christian services, imprisoned Christian priests, and put many believers to death. Diocletian's actions accomplished the opposite of what he wanted, however. Many Romans admired the Christians. They saw them as martyrs and heroes. A martyr is someone who dies for a cause. By the AD 300s, about 1 in every 10 Romans had accepted the Christian faith. Reading check. How did the Romans persecute Christians?